Okay, Alex, Bill.
Yeah. I actually think that's not it's not unreasonable to think that a development director can at least produce enough revenue to pay for his or her own salary. It's also perfectly reasonable for us to want to check this after a few months to see if that's working out or not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bill?
Yeah, I agree. I think if a development director is really hired and gets to do development, I think that's a good idea. Something we've had at KPFT is we have a development director, but she has to spend most of her time doing other things because there's nobody else to do it. So that's mm-hmm. what we should be aware of.
Okay. All right. So then there's only one other item in revenue that's at all changed, and that is $277,000 in anticipated CPB income. LaVarn, we need to hear from you right now if that's an accurate number or not.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, on the development, I think the way the development revenue we put in is placed in there, isn't it 12-something per quarter beginning with the first quarter? I think that's totally unrealistic in terms of getting funding. I mean, I can see something towards the second half of the year, but definitely not in the first quarter. That's just totally not correct. And on the CPB, you know, I gave you, I'm projecting that it's going to be 20% less. So just put in the 20% less. And then
20% less than what number?
Give me
a concrete number.
The number is the number that we received this year, which is on that sheet that I sent out. That's what the
number. Can you read that number out loud? Because I don't see it on the sheet you sent out. What is the number?
Okay,
can you go on
the speakerphone, LaVarn? Go ahead. It's on the number for 2011 was the restricted part was the total is $255,724. So that's okay.
We are predicting.
Could LaVarn please get off the speakerphone? We really can't understand her.
I'm sorry. I have a computer is blocking the phone. Is this better?
Hello. Okay. Yeah. The amount is for the restricted part is $188,726 for 2011. The other part is $66,998, and for 2012 it would be $53,598, and the.
LaVarn?
Yes.
So the total number for 2011 was 255.
724. And the total number for 2012 would be 204,578.
All right. That is a $75,000 reduction, more or less.
255 minus 204? 51.
The amount that is in this budget is $277,000 between the two accounts. If you're saying that it needs to be 204, and do you believe that 20% cut is definite?
No, I don't know what it's going to be. That's the thing with CPB. You know, we had losses of last year of 1975 before it was like 2.6. It's actually based some on the fact that if you're not producing and being successful as a station, the CPB is not going to fund you to continue to lose money, and that's one of the factors in terms of determining, you know, how well you do, and in addition to making sure that you're met all the basic requirements like the CAB meetings and stuff like that, you were owed something from the prior year. So I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying to be conservative, and if it does come in at the same amount, then that's an opportunity that you have in your budget. But you know, I don't know that.
Okay.
Only thing I know
myself, I am clear that we can't predict a $20,000 increase, so we are going to have to take that number down. A 20% decrease would be a substantial amount of money, and it would be being very cautious. Have all the other stations budgeted 20% decreases in their CPB?
Except for T, who did 10%. I've instructed, we've talked about this on our calls, that you have
okay.
to effectively budget, I would reduce it by 20. Again, you know, this if it doesn't come in with a 20% cut, then again, that's what's called an opportunity to your budget. So that's good news. But it's better to be hit with the fact of having good news rather than the funding to be cut, and then you have to try to determine what you can do to find the money that you don't get from CPP.
This is Kim. We cut it, and when do you get these numbers, LaVarne? Like not
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, not until December, right?
No, no. Actually, we look online that we actually have some contacts. In fact, John Hughes, who was on the phone, has some contacts with CPP. So what we will do is we're looking online to see if there has, because you go in and, you know, you have to go in and fill out this online information. So we're looking online, like, weekly to see if there's information there. And then what the plan is to talk with John about his contacts, and we also made some other contacts at the meeting in San Francisco, not the grassroots, but the other meeting in San Francisco. So then we should have an idea by next month, and we will get the funding in November, except last November it didn't come and didn't until December, but the April funding came in on time.
Okay, so we're going to start from the actual of 255, and we're going to make either a 10% cut or a 20% cut on that amount. If we make a 10% cut, then let's see, 255, we're going to be down to $230,000, and that's going to be a $50,000 cut in the income. To me, that's pretty substantial, and I would advocate in defense of KPFA that we stop at a 10% cut over under 2011 CPB, because that's already going to wipe out our surplus. I will put that out, and if NFC overrules me, then they do. Okay, I hear people. LaVarne, you go first, then we'll go to Ken.
KPFA's loss in 2010 was $619,876. KPFA's loss in 2009 was $919,934.
I know.
So therefore, if you were to get the other, you know, if the cut wasn't 20% but 10%, then that would be funding that you would have in your budget. But but based on these numbers, $1.5 million, 1.6, there's, you know, you need to look at not getting anything. Seriously.
Okay. Ken is next
Alex.
On the stack.
Okay, Mike, I have one question and one comment. Is the CPB grant given to Pacifica or to each station individually? That's a question for LaVarne. And then my comment is, it's not for us to speculate at the station about what we feel comfortable with. This is a straight economic decision based on whoever has the best ability to make an estimate, and we should go with that. If we give it up to the stations, we're going to get into voodoo economics, where somebody says, I don't like a 20% cut, so I feel better about a 7% cut. Let's use that. There's no basis in that. We need a realistic economic decision, and it's best to come from objective evaluation of the national office.
Okay. Who else is on the stack? I think I heard Alex.
Yes.
Go ahead.
My feeling is that I don't have any inside info on the subject whatsoever, so I have to go with LaVarne's judgment. But I do think that whatever the cut in the projected CPB funding should be consistent throughout the network, unless we have some good reason to think that the CPB funding will be a little different for some stations than others. And I gather we feel it'll be a little less drastic for KPFT than the other stations, for reasons I'm not clear on, but whatever that is. So I think we should simply be consistent. If it's 20% for KPFK and WBAI, then it seems like it should be the same for KPFA, unless we have some very good reason to think otherwise. Do we?
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to weigh in on the CPB question?
I think
someone's going to have to make a motion, and we're going to have to.
All right, Kim.
Kim, followed by Bill.
I'm going for the 20%. That's what we did, and I'll be happy to make a motion that. I don't know what T is basing theirs on, and I'm sure Bill might be able to speak to that. Otherwise, I say we go with 20%, and again, if we get a windfall, in 6 months, we can, you know, allocate that money someplace where it needs to go.
Okay, Bill was on the stack. Bill,
well, Jim
go
can
ahead.
Probably answer, but Jim can probably answer better than me the specifics about KPFT, although I assume it's because we at least balanced our budget the last few years. But maybe we should just say, okay, we'll go with the 10%, but have a contingency plan like we've asked WPFW for. If we're going to find out by November, probably, whether or not KPFK gets the same they got last year, or a 10% cut, or a 20% cut, or a 100% cut, then maybe we need a plan for what's going to happen in each of those cases.
Barbara.
Okay.
This is Ken. I got a point of information. Can I find out if the allocation is to the network or to each station individually?
Lavarne, can you answer that question? And then someone's going to make a motion, and we're going to vote and settle on a figure. Because we got to get into the expense part.
Okay. Well, this is Lavarne. When you go online, it's set up where you do it for each individual station, but we actually do that from the national office. We actually go in and do the release and on the CPB funding. It's online, and that's how you go in and do it. So we do that from the national office, but it's allocated to each station. Can I just add that the change from 2011 here. It decreased. KPFT actually got an increase of $8,000 this year, I believe. KPFA actually had a decrease of 43%, K 33%, BAI 26%, PFW 20%. KPFT got an increase of 10%. I believe that.
Okay. I'm just going to put out some numbers, then we'll take any final comments, and someone is going to put forward a motion. The reduction in income from going to 10% of the 10% reduction from the current CPB is $47,000. Going to a 20% reduction is $73,000 from the current. So that's the difference that we're talking about.
I think the numbers in there don't seem to be correct. I mean, I'm looking at my CPB allocation sheet here.
Yes, they're higher. They're higher.
So there's something there. And like I said, that's always fixed at the end of the year.
Okay. So I'd like a motion, and is there any further discussion before we go to a motion to get this income figure set?
This is Ken. Just to clarify what Lavarne said, the grant comes from the CPB to Pacifica. Pacifica allocates it to the station.
It goes to each station, but we do the release here from the national office. It's set up for each station. They have the exact amount for each station.
Kim,
thank
for
you.
Clarification.
But it does come to the national office, except for BAI. It goes directly to BAI for some reason. The others, they come to the national office. They send a check or they send it online.
But that means that the CPB decides the amount.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Would someone please provide a motion? If not, I'm going to put a motion in for a 10% cut. But I
Ken, I'll make a motion.
But I will not, you know, downgrade the group. Yeah.
I'll make a motion. This is Ken. The KPFK implement a 20% cut in CPB funding as an estimate for the 2012 budget.
KPFA.
Okay, and you're saying a 20%? Yeah, KPFA,
absolutely.
And you're suggesting a 20% cut from 2011 actuals.
Exactly.
Okay.
I second it. Second.
All right.
Is there
further discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, could I read what I have?
You can.
Okay. I have it as Ken is making the motion that the KPFA implement a 20% cut from the FY11 actuals for CPB funding.
Okay. Can I make an amendment to that, that we say the FY 2011 actuals of $255,000?
Okay. You want? Well, let me. Okay. Let's go right in there and grab the actual number, which FY 11.
That point of information.
Okay. This doesn't matter. Okay. So, what's the full number? 255K.
Lauren stated the number was, yeah, the FY 2011 actuals of $255,000 is what LaVarne stated.
Okay.
So I'm adding that.
Do we want to, it says we're putting it in a motion, maybe we should put in the full actual amount? Because it's not just even 255, right?
LaVarne, 255. LaVarne, the actual amount? LaVarne? Lauren, we need you.
Oh, well, I'm here. The actual for KPFA.
Amount for KPFA.
For 2012. $204,578.
No, the actual amount they received. You said it was $255,000.
I'm sorry?
The actual amount you expect to receive for all of 2011.
For
you
KPFA.
Had stated that amount was $255,000.
$724,000.
24.
Okay.
255, 724.
Okay.
Point of information,
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Now, how does that compare with the year-to-date estimated? Haven't all the funds been received for this fiscal year?
Apparently not.
Yeah, you do. You receive the funds in April and November. But what you do is you actually spread the revenue over the 12 months. That's how you do it. That's how you, when you receive revenue like that, because the programming and the that you're using for these funds are spread over the 12-month period. It's not all done in 1 month. So that's how you have revenue matches your expenses. So it,
okay,
it looks,
so AF is accrued so far, the year-to-date estimated. Okay.
And if there's any difference or not done correctly, you just adjust it year in.
Okay. So, our Paul, can you please read the amendment? I hear you. I mean, the amended motion.
As it is, I have that KPFA implement a 20% cut from the FY11 actuals of $255,724 for CPB funding. How about for CPB funding in its FY12 budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Bruce, you wanted to say something.
Well, yeah, just something ancillary to this that I just recalled. In the WPFW budget, you know, the part that's the CPB restricted amount, which is, you know, noted as $72,000 here, we reduced it by the 20%, but there was also an offset because that's the amount that we pay towards FSRN. So under the expenses, we also reduced the amount that we're paying FSRN. So some of this shortage that's going to be caused by reducing by 20%, you know, will be reflected there too. So actually,
that's correct.
Put away the pain, away. That's got to be adjusted when we do that.
Agreed.
Yeah, really.
The only number
that really affects us is the top number.
Yeah, the big one. That's right.
Right.
Okay.
Just want to let you know that the whole contract discussions with FSRN will be upcoming, and you know, in terms of the funding. So just want to let you know that those haven't been concluded, but we have communicated. What I did communicate to the FSRN staff, what I'm expecting from CPB, so they know this number. But the contract negotiations have not started.
And Arlene to the staff.
Yes, Arlene.
It's just slightly, you know, unrelated, but since FSRN got brought up, something that everybody should put in the back of their minds is, you know, $25,000 is a considerable cut from what we have been paying them in the past. That's what we're paying this year, and I don't think they'll be able to survive if we cut it any further. I don't know that we can pay anything more than CPB, but it's a discussion we're going to have, and very soon.
Okay. At this point, if you guys will collow, because don't forget, we still have the expense side of the budget, and we got to get off the phone sooner or later, could we go to a vote on the motion?
Yes.
Bless you. Paul, can you call the roll?
Want to see if anybody objects first?
Yeah, I think someone's going to object.
Okay,
I think I'm going to object for one, but...
I would object.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So let's call the roll.
I can't hear you. Did you call my name?
No, hold on.
You haven't called anybody's name yet.
Okay. Now we're ready. All right. On, should I read the motion again, or do we need that?
No.
No. Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes. Did you hear me?
Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yeah. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to vote no.
Alex Steinberg.
I'm going to pass.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
LaVarne Williams.
I abstain.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Okay, going back, Alex Steinberg.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, is Campbell Johnson here? Didn't answer. Okay, Campbell Johnson's not here. The vote is 6 in favor, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so that means that we will make those adjustments on CPB income and finished total revenue will be $3,688,471 minus $47,000, give or take, which will take us to about 3.64. Yeah.
Regarding total revenue, how about those other questions I had about those other changes between last year and this year?
Now is a good time to address them before we turn to expenses. So go for it.
Okay, well, this is the same thing I had emailed a couple of weeks ago, and then I emailed it again today. We have, under income, big increases in donation, less than $1K per year, or $1K per whatever. Car donations, which is line 10, community events, line 11,
mm-hmm.
and other income, line 18. So are those realistic?
Okay.
That was what I was asking.
Let me address a couple of those quickly, because I do know the answers to some of them. On donations, again, this is the increase is pegged to having a full-time development director on staff. And I did highlight that, and it seemed like the majority of the committee agreed that looking at a $50,000 increase there was not craziness. The increase on car donations has to do with switching to a different car donation company that apparently has a track record of better performance. On community special events, I think that is pretty much based on our year-to-date estimates, which have been at $30,000. So we felt that and we have events scheduled for August and September. So the idea was that was pretty much what we've been tracking. And the other income, I believe, the other income is a good question. I'm not sure. But I will tell you that the LSB approved it. Perhaps Barbara had some insight into that. I don't know. But those are the answers on the other three.
Other income, $55,000.
It's a bit of an increase, yeah. It's not Hujo, but it's a bit of an increase.
So the development director would just affect the major donor over $1K?
Well, it may be that it's attributable to the development director as well as grant income. But I'm not sure. Maria's looking up something.
No, he's saying something different.
Oh.
Okay.
The other income we were trying to answer.
I have it. Oh, actually, the CPB, I mean, the LSB did increase by $25,000 on 8/20, and I can't.
And another?
In other income, $55.99.
Ah. The LSB did, in fact, add $20,000 in extra income. They meant to put it, can listener support, I guess, in this document. It was put in other income. That was simply added in without much justification. Does the NFC want to leave that in there, or do we want to include that in our eliminations? It was simply added.
Let me just ask... Are you up from this year or down from the previous year in your listener income?
Yeah.
Oh. Budgetary or actuals?
Actuals. If we can even, you know, relatively actuals.
Our year is not completed as of the end of July, we have $3.3 million. We know that we raised about another $275,000 in August, and we got a $50,000 donation. So reasonably, we are at over $3.5 million at this point. So it does not seem unreasonable to me that we will be in the $3.6 million range. We have now made it $3,640,000. So I think, yeah, basically that is about the income level that we went with last year, and it looks like the income level that we will achieve this year.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's relatively, what's going on this year, I feel safe with that. I don't see the economy turning around.
Tracy?
A big plan for something different going on.
Ken, to the back.
I heard Barbara, and then I heard Ken.
Maria just pointed out to me that as of July, the end of July, we were only down 2.6% in listener support.
From last year?
From budget.
Well, how are you relative to last year? I mean, that's a little more relevant.
I think we're pretty much on target. In FY 2010, we were audited at 3.535. In FY 2009, we were audited at 3.583. We're predicting another about $60,000 or $70,000, but again, we are putting on a development director and adding $50,000 in grants and $50,000 in extra donations. So we're not really anticipating more listener support. What we're anticipating is more development-generated income. That's what we're anticipating.
Ten to the stack.
Now, we had Barbara, and there was someone else on the stack besides Barbara. I just don't want to skip people.
Ten to the stack.
It was Ken. Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Oh, am I on the stack now?
Go.
Okay. All right. The thing is, the $50,000, I'm sure the $50,000 donation is not counted as regular listener support because it's a major donation. That's A.
No, I'm just saying in terms of our year-to-date estimated.
Okay, well, let's not
mix apples.
I'm
trying to move
it
forward.
All right, let's not mix apples and oranges. We're talking about the increased estimate in listener support in terms of looking at past performances. I don't think we want to include that $50,000. And if we have a historic tendency at $3.5 million as a stable number, I don't see why we want to go up to $3.6 million or $3.65, $150,000 extra. These things bring us in positive or negative. Please, just give me a moment. I'll be done in 30 seconds.
All right.
These things bring us positive or negative, which has a very significant relationship to our financial rating, whether we come in plus or minus. It's unfortunate, but it's a threshold issue. If we're like $50 short, it's not as, it's very bad. If we're $150 positive, that's good.
Okay.
So adding $150,000 to the listener support, I don't see any justification for it. I concur.
You're not,
with Kim,
you're not adding $150,000 to the listener support. You're not.
You're not estimating 3.65?
That is total revenue. If you go to listener support, it's 2.699, which is very similar to what we did in 2009, 2010, and what we're going to do in 2011. Where we're adding money is in donations and grants.
Okay,
that's where we're adding money.
Okay, and the other thing is, I with various people who are development directors, there's a ramp-up speed on that. Development directors are not just making phone calls to get major donations. There's a seven-step process of developing people to become donors. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect any relevant, and including in grants. You don't get grants in 3 months. I don't expect any realization from an effective development director within 6 months. And if the person doesn't have a track record, it's just a gamble. It's like buying a property in Florida, you know. Unless the person has a proven record as development director, it could be anybody. It could be your uncle.
Barbara, for this.
So you're saying there's no increase in listener-sponsored estimate. It's
not
right
much,
in Washington, actually. Not much. How much? I thought I saw a significant amount of 9% interest increase.
I don't think so.
Well, what are the numbers?
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to say a couple of things. Okay, and Barbara, I heard you. Listener support is 2.699. The audited totals in 2009, 2.649. In 2010, 2.622. This year, estimated, we're at 2.534, and we know we made some, and we know we have some additional funds coming in because we haven't gotten to the end of the year. So it's not a significant increase.
Isn't it a 150,000 increase?
I don't think so, unless you're anticipating no more income for the rest of the year.
No, I'm just talking about listener sponsor increase, 2.6 over 2.5. 150,000, 2.65.
In 2010, it was audited at 2.622. In 2009, it was audited at 2.649. We're only going 2.699. The worst case you can say is that's a $50,000 increase.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Okay, thank you.
So it's all the other stuff that's you know, adding to the increase is what
basically,
you're saying.
Yes, and what I'm going to say on that is I did ask if people were comfortable with adding approximately $100,000 on the basis of a development director who's going to be paid $65,000 plus benefits. So
okay.
Basically what we're talking about there is an offset, pretty close. If we don't think the development director is going to earn their salary back, then maybe we shouldn't have one. But that's basically what's being projected. So it's more or less an offset. You've got an $80,000 increase in personnel costs for the development director, and you've got $100,000 in income that you're projecting.
Okay. Well, I think my opinion on this is well known, and I don't see this as based in reality.
Yeah. I mean, with the exception of the CPB adjustment that we've made, this is the LSB, this is basically the LSB-approved budget on the revenue side. We've made one adjustment for CPB calculations that were too high. That's all we've done.
I mean, I think the likelihood of any of this money coming in this year is, you know, small at best.
Okay, well, here's where we are, guys. Just a quick time check. I mean, there's several expense categories, several of which have moved since the LSB approved. It's going to take some time to go through all of that. And we've now, you know, brought this budget to a small deficit, so there are some changes that are going to have to be made. It's 8 o'clock. If we focus, we might be able to get it done in about an hour, but that's going to take mutual cooperation and staying on the phone too late. So are people up for that? Or do you want to kick this budget over to the 13th, but at that point we will probably have a new LSB resolution to deal with?
So I don't know. I think it would be good to hang in till 9 and try to get it done, but it's up to you.
Just keep in mind that it's 8 o'clock for the West Coast, but it's 11
I know.
O'clock.
I know.
Past 11 o'clock for the.
I know. I feel badly.
I know. I mean, I'm fine with it, but it's early here, so it's up to the East Coast folks.
If we could move out of the revenue part, we could see how far we could get in 20 minutes. But if we keep having this discussion, then, you know, we're not going to get there.
Just one point. I think the KPFA LSB has said enough on this. I don't really think we need to worry about any more resolutions from them.
Okay. Well,
R. Paul for a comment.
Okay. So I heard LaVarne, and then I heard R. Paul. LaVarne?
I think the way the revenue is actually the timing on the revenue for particularly the first quarter is too high. Like, you know, I'm looking at all the other months in the other fiscal years. You know, these are close. You know, we've never achieved $600,000. This $594 in October. Is it that? I think I'm looking at the right budget. You have $594 in October. I'm sure it can be achieved, but it has never been achieved. I think this is like weighted too high in the first quarter. I think that this is just that some of this revenue needs to be adjusted over the
guys. This is only $20,000 higher than the budget we approved last year. Just for the record, now that we've reduced the CPB.
Some of the numbers do not have web income in it. I'm just looking at the...
It's actually lower. I'm sorry. It's actually lower than the budget we approved last year.
I'm looking at what was achieved. And like I said, some of the numbers, they don't have web income, so it's not going to impact it a lot. But the number I have here for 2011 in the month of October was 371, 392 in 2010, and 408 in 2009. 594 is just a little too high. I think that the revenue just needs to be kind of like shifted out. And in the month of December, last year, you know, you really did really well, and all the stations are planning to do fundraising in December. But 594 in October is just, I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. But if it doesn't, it's just a setup.
We need to deal with the overall numbers. It's not about the month-to-month.
It's really not.
The wrong budget.
Not 594.
Yeah.
It is. It sets you up for
52,150.
I'm sorry?
It's 552.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be snide, but it is quarter after 8 for me too. Okay, but it's still, I mean, you never achieve 500 in the month of October.
This is Ken. I have a point of information, but I'll wait on a queue.
I'm
I think that you guys need to look at the overall numbers and not get obsessed about the month-to-month, honestly. I think that it's not terribly different from what was achieved in 2010 and 2009 and this year.
The numbers, Tracy, is 371, 392, and 408. I have the numbers.
Yeah.
I can send it to you.
But the overall, I see that, but the overall number is the same. I don't really care what month it's booked in.
Oh, but I do, particularly the first quarter. If you set these high numbers for the first quarter, you're setting yourself up for failure and explanation for the rest of the year until you catch up. So why do you want to do that to yourself?
I know, but I'm saying that in terms of the NFC's time, we are dealing with the overall numbers, and if the overall number comes out the same, it is really immaterial, I think, as far as the NFC is concerned, whether that money posts in October, November, December, January, or February. And I think we are perfectly willing for the CFO to shift those numbers around. If it adds up to 2.699, I don't think anybody cares.
Okay, I get you. Okay, thank you.
Is there a point of information from Ken?
Yes, Ken.
I understand this year's budget is only $20,000 higher than last year's or previous year's. It's in the same ballpark. However, as I understand it, maybe I'm wrong, that's what I'm asking for a point of information, the previous budgets were not met, and the station came in negative in the previous couple of years. So if we go with the same or a little bit higher budget, we're going to come in negative again by all projections.
No, Ken. Last year, the station came in more than $500,000 over budget in 2009 and 2010 because it was predicting listener revenue of $4.0 million, and it didn't come close. The budget for last year was 3.622, and right now we are pretty much on target to hit that. In other words, the adjustment to realistic revenue and realistic expenses happened last year. I don't know if we're going to be short by a teeny tiny bit or not, but we are very close already.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So it's 8:15. I'm sorry. I skipped over you.
I'll just say one. Oh, I would prefer not to go to midnight. Two. I can go so far with the development director breaking even, but I think that's a gamble, and so I'm going to consider this as a fuzzy bit. And so there's already a fuzzy bit in there, and if there are any other fuzzy bits, you know, I'm going to say too many fuzzy bits. That's all I have to say.
All right. Then I'm going to make a time suggestion because our East Coast contingent is going to die. I think we're going to have to stop here. Right now, we do have a sort of an approved revenue figure that's reasonably in line with what the LSB approved, except for the CPB figures, which clearly had to change. It will probably take another hour to hour and a half to work through the expenses. The budget is now about $30,000 in deficit, and we still haven't dealt with the depreciation thing. I'm going to suggest that we start off doing that at our meeting next week on the 13th. It will be the first order of business. I don't know what that means for getting through KPFK's and BAI's budgets all next week, along with half of KPFA. But if we have to meet again, we will work out a way to do that. In the meantime, if people could take a look at the expense categories of KPFA's budget and try to get really familiar with them, my hope is that we could go through and make whatever modifications we're going to make reasonably quickly. The other option is if people feel like that's going to do short shrift to K and I, which I think it may, is whether another meeting this week to finish this up is in order. And don't scream.
This is Kim. My problem is would be having our general manager kind of hanging out somewhere waiting for us to get through your budget before he can come on and present his budget. And that's it's enough for him to, go through this in the first place.
This is horrible. I know. Well, let's take a look at the scary calendar and see. I mean, this is what happens when we don't get a clean LSB-approved budget, which is what happens. So, it's a lot more work.
The good news is we kind of kick butt for 2 weeks straight, and then we're kind of can cruise for a while.
We also have to deal with the PFW budget on the 13th, as I said. So basically, if we're really planning to get this all done for the in-person meeting, I think we just talked ourselves into another meeting. The only day that's available is going to make me cry because it's Thursday the 8th and you really had other things to do. The other option is Sunday the 11th, which is also pretty heartbreaking. So, thoughts?
I think we are going to want to kind of stick with our radio on Sunday. But
yeah, no, we're not going to be doing September 11th. Finance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
9/11.
How about Friday night?
Well, right now there's a programming meeting scheduled. We do need to do this on the stream. I am willing to...
I'm also on the programming committee.
I am willing to ask them if they could possibly postpone to accommodate us, given that it is a budget.
Have you been making quorum on that?
We didn't. We have sometimes, and last time, I forget.
isn't George Ryder the chair?
He is the chair. I think it's going to be difficult for them to reschedule just because they have such a hard time deciding on a meeting date in the first place. But
well,
always ask.
Here's the other options. Elections is meeting on Wednesday night. We could potentially, well.
Next Wednesday?
I'm sorry?
Next Wednesday is a WBI LSB meeting.
Okay. No. I'm talking about tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We have an LSB meeting at WPFW tomorrow.
Okay. Well, the problem for me is that Thursday is really, really difficult. Like any other day this week I could do, and Thursday is just a flipping nightmare. I have commitments that I really can't get out of.
Monday
Sorry,
the 19th?
I just cursed on the stream.
That's okay.
We'll find out if anyone's listening.
Well, you know, I knew that KPFK was going to be broadcasting to BAI, so I kind of was like listening, and I had to email Summer to say they're talking on air as they're setting up. Then all of a sudden, a couple of minutes later, I heard an "oh shit," and then it went silent.
Let's not get into that on a public stream.
Yeah. You're right. Sorry.
Okay. So here's another question: does anyone have any availability on Thursday during the day? Say, if we did something at 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon, is that impossible for everyone?
Not possible for me.
Okay.
Is all day Sunday necessarily bad?
Crap. It's September 11th. I have a KPFA LSB meeting, and you guys conveniently scheduled the coordinating committee at 8 a.m. that morning, which I actually had no intention of going to. But that would knock out that time.
Well, how about what time is the BA? What time is the 9/11 programming going off? Like 6 o'clock? Because we could make it Sunday night.
That's what I was thinking.
Some of us don't want to conduct business on 9/11.
Okay, can everybody make it on Thursday night except me?
I do also have something I'd really like to go to, but, you know.
Let me ask, if we had a marathon session next Tuesday, start earlier, would that work?
I can't really see how we're going to deal with PFW, KPFK, and second half of KPFA in one meeting. I think when you're dealing with numbers, people's brains deteriorate after a while.
I agree. I think even if you schedule more hours, people are just going to fall asleep.
Well, how about next Wednesday, the 14th, or next Friday, the 16th?
No.
Did everybody blow off Friday night? They did, because there's... And
oh,
we can't
right.
do a double stream. I thought they could kind of do a double
stream. They can't do a double stream.
What about Saturday the 10th?
LSB meeting for me all day long, and also the coordinating committee is conveniently scheduled at 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific time.
And we also have an LSB meeting.
Yes.
Monday the 19th?
That's so late. Okay. So Kim and I don't want to do Thursday. Is there anyone else who couldn't make Thursday?
I couldn't.
Shoot. Could we do
Thursday.
Friday? Could we do Friday if we killed the programming meeting?
Friday 19? The 9th?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Is there anyone who can't make it? And I'm sorry, and I hate Friday meetings.
I could make it, but I'd have to be a little late.
Okay. Is there anyone who absolutely can't make it?
I can make
well,
it.
Well, if the programming committee is meeting, I'm kind of obligated to be on the programming committee. I guess I could absent myself, but I'm supposed to be presenting an important motion there or something.
If it's okay, I think what I'm going to do is call George Ryder and ask him as a personal favor if we can take over that time slot. I don't really see any other rational choice.
Well, if you're going to do it right away because there's not much lead time.
Yeah.
And you're talking about this Friday the 9th?
That's what I'm thinking about.
And do you want to specify what we're going to cover at that particular?
We're going to get KPFA's budget finished.
Okay.
And on the 13th, we're going to do WPFW and KPFK. And on the 15th, we're going to do WBAI and the National. And then we're done, I think. If we can do National on the 15th. I'm not entirely convinced, but hopefully we can.
If we can't meet on the 9th?
I'm sorry?
If programming really needs to meet on the 9th, I don't know if they do, but do we meet on the 8th?
I guess that's the default, which is going to make me cry, but I guess that's the default. Kim, can you do it if you have to do it?
Absolutely. I mean,
okay,
because we'll be done by 8:30, and I can kind of tip out and, you know.
Okay, so the only person we'll be missing is Alex and what's left of my social life, but that's okay. It's just painful. A good friend is coming in, and it's just, pretty horrible. But anyway, whatever.
Have a late dinner. Question. Have a late dinner, Tracy. 9 o'clock is a good time for dinner, very continental.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, question?
Yes.
Okay. So you're suggesting that we try to meet on the 9th at 8:30, and if we can't, we go to the 8th at 8:30, but there's a full PNB meeting on the 8th at 8:30.
That's been canceled.
Oh.
That's what the yellow on the calendar means, and I know for a fact it's been canceled.
You know what? They should go in and delete it then. That's what you do. Somebody hit cancel instead of delete. Okay, I understand now.
Yeah, and it's terrible, but it works to our advantage.
Should we consider that this is agreed to, or do we want a motion? Just so we're all clear.
Maybe George can move programming to Thursday.
That'll probably be almost impossible, in my opinion.
Look, I'm going to ask as a favor. Budgets are important. If it doesn't work, then we'll meet on Thursday. But I'm going to ask. And we'll see what happens. I will make the request tonight. I'll have an answer by tomorrow morning.
Is Ken still on?
Here. I'm here.
Oh, you're okay with these dates?
Oh, I don't know. You know, as long as I have my cell phone, I can participate.
Yeah.
Even if I'm paragliding or bungee cord jumping.
I'm sorry, folks. I knew it was going to get a little intense in September. It's a little more intense than I was hoping. But I think that we have to try to get this work done.
I personally like to get stuff done. You know, I'd rather, really bust it for, a couple of weeks than drag this stuff out forever.
Me too.
Okay.
And I think that's what the full PNB would prefer that we do. They're hoping to get a full packet of budgets for the open, you know, for the in-person meeting, and I think we should try to deliver that.
Quick question. I'll go with these dates. But when we finish the KPFA budget, let's assume we do it on the 9th, it doesn't have to go back to their LSB, does it, or does it?
It does not.
Okay, so it's whatever we do is going to end up being the recommended budget go to the PNB.
Yes.
When we're done. Okay, so we can see light at the end of the tunnel.
Right, and the idea is to be able to send a full package of budgets before the open meeting, hopefully by the end of next week.
I suppose
the 17th.
I suppose the process is that, you know, if the KPFA LSB is very unhappy with their budget, they get a second bite at the PNB meeting to make their case.
That is certainly correct. People can speak in opposition to any budget, and I'm sure some people will, and that is for the full board to decide. All that we can do is send our best recommendation based on what we got from the LSB. But since what we got from the LSB came in many different versions and is a bit muddled, it's a certain amount of work to turn it into a coherent recommendation. And the process that we set up is if we got an LSB-approved budget, great. If we didn't get an LSB-approved budget, then the NFC would basically create one. And in this case, we're having to do a little bit more of the creating than we are hoping.
Point of information, please.
Yeah.
Is there any way to know what the depreciation figure is going to be that we should be putting in here?
Yes. The figure, if you take a look at the LaVarne budget, I'll call it for reasons of convenience, the figure she put in was $104,000. That obviously, for KPFA, that obviously is a big number, and if it needs to be in the budget, that's going to change some things, but that's one of the things we have to deal with
as an NFC.
Yeah, and it's not in KPFA's budget, so it's going to change things if it stays there. And that's one of the things that we have to work out. So we have a lot of work to do. So is everybody okay with the meeting schedule?
Yeah, and a question for LaVarne about depreciation. Do we need to clarify that for all the stations?
LaVarne?
Yes.
Hi, this is LaVarne. Hello. If you don't have major purchases, you know, it should be about the same. But what I'll do is I'll have Efren send out an estimate, a more reasonable estimate tomorrow. But basically, you know, it's basically the same as this year. Except if you didn't have, if you had major purchases, then it would go up. But otherwise, you know, I just reduced it by about $5,000 or $6,000, which is what happened.
Okay. And one more piece of caution at this point for all entities that are creating new KPFA budgets. We don't want any more new KPFA budgets. We're going to work with this most last final budget that we received. And, you know, modify it up or down as necessary, but please, no more spreadsheets.
Okay. Hey, Tracy, this is Andrew Phillips. I've been listening in for 2 hours without saying anything.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Welcome, Manager. Andrew. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm flying out east tomorrow night, so I wouldn't be able to be involved, and maybe not Friday either, but I can certainly speak to you or whoever about suggestions related to issues that may come up in the budget meeting.
Thank you. Are you clear on what we did so far with the CPB adjustment?
So I am.
I mean, you understand the change?
Yeah,
I mean, okay.
Yeah, you took 10% off it, off the projected income of $255,724.
I believe we took 20.
They took 20.
Okay, 20. 20, I think it was an amount of, was it 47K? I'm not sure exactly. Anyway, yeah, I got that. I know there was a substantial reduction.
Yeah, it's 255 less 20%, so we're going to work with a 204,000 number, which is actually about a $73,000 reduction in the projected income.
Got it.
So that's where we are, and that will, you know, that will take it down a bit. And we'll have to go from there. And that's what the committee voted to do. And
right. That's
what we're going to do. Other than that, things are as they stand.
I'm just going to mention two things, if I may, before you wrap up.
Yeah.
A cautionary note relative to the development director. As someone pointed out, there is a ramp-up time required before a development director would come on board. As an interim manager, I understand the LSB does not want to employ a development director until they have a permanent manager, and that's not clear when that will happen. So it could be at least 6 months, probably more, before a development director came on board. Secondly, we do have a small development plan emerging with a very effective consultant. So we do have some immediate development plans on the books, but as I said, this does not involve a development director per se. It involves the development consultant, and the consultant money is coming out of this year's budget.
Ah, okay. So that's included in the...
In this year's budget, correct.
Okay. Great. Do you recall what line item, where it is? Is it in the salaries line, or is it
no,
in the consulting
line? We had $50,000 set aside for a development in this year's budget, which was most of which was not spent. Is that correct, Maria?
No, Andrew, I'm sorry. It's $65,000 that we have in the salary line. Sorry.
He's talking about this year.
Yeah. Oh, for this year or for budget 2012 or budget 2011?
2012.
In 2012,
no,
we have...
2011.
No. I'm talking about in the budget line this year, we had 50 grand set aside for a development person.
Yes, I'm sorry. We did not use it.
Correct.
Okay. So that's not an issue for next year's budget. That's an issue
correct. Correct.
Okay. Great.
Can I ask a question? What is your estimated revenue based on what this plan is? Because the revenue is going to go to next year.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit early. We've only had one meeting so far, one specific meeting. We're having another one in a few weeks. But I think there will be some possible budgetary increases. For instance, it's the 20th anniversary of the building at KPFA. We'll be doing a major donor campaign around that. That'll be happening fairly soon. That'll actually happen in next year. But the money for it, will be paying for the development consultant out of 2011 budget.
No, I understand that, but my issue to me that if you're not going to hire a development director until you get a GM, that really lowers the estimated amount that could be gathered next year sort of significantly. I was on the GM search last year. I kind of know how long these things are supposed to take and how long they do take, and wow, you know.
I understand. Well, that's why I'm bringing it up, because
yeah, no, that's,
of course,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, because
I don't
know.
Okay, guys.
Andrew, this is Alex from WBAI. If you're shooting by WBAI, I'd like to have a word with you or meet you.
I'm meeting at WBAI on Thursday. I'll be there for the GM conference call at 2 o'clock, but I'll be there 2 hours before at noon to meet with John Amarella and with Berthold.
I probably can't. Unfortunately, I don't think I can make it on Thursday. But
with the 10 to the stack, please. 10 to the stack, please.
Go ahead. I think we're being informal.
Okay, great. I'm sorry to prolong the meeting, but I just have two questions. One comment and a question of Andrew. Andrew, the question is, does the consultant have a track record? And the comment is, I don't believe anybody addressed my concern of the omitted cost for board expenses to cover the 2012 election in KPFA. And I really wouldn't want that to be omitted. And
yes.
But the question is to Andrew, the consultant you're addressing, do they have a proven track record of success as development directors?
Okay. Very quick. The consultant is Kim Klein. She is one of the best grassroots fundraisers in the country.
Kim Klein, we're done. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Okay. So that's the first thing.
I just want to point out that we have to accommodate the upcoming election in 2012, $40,000 for KPFA.
Agreed, and we will have to tackle that in the expense section. Yes.
Kim Klein is the top of her profession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great. Thank you. Yeah, she's great.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn this,
wait, I was just about to
this
say,
wonderful
wait.
Meeting? Was that you, Bruce? Are there any objections? Okay. I'll see you guys in 2 to 3 days. Thanks for your patience and hard work.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.